Big project. Community conversations are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And joining us via a phone line this morning from the Iowa Department of Transportation, we have Pete Helmstead with the North Iowa Road Report. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Chris and Kay. How are you guys?
So far, dry.
Yeah.
Kind of warm.
Well, you must be inside.
We are definitely inside.
Feeling bad for all the workers in Lansing right now on the Lansing Bridge project. They're chugging along, even though it's raining over there. And actually, that's going to be the majority of our talk today is the Blackhawk Bridge, because it is almost implosion time. So obviously, the bridge is going to be going away. Now, before we get into the details, talk about how significant this moment is for that project and for the community.
It's huge. And that's one of the things that's been so impressive about the planning for this project is just the love and respect and how that community, many of the communities, the Lansing area, the New Albany, DeSoto, Wisconsin, Crawford County, Wisconsin, how they all identify with this bridge. And that is one of the reasons that we are so happy that the new bridge is going to look so much like this old bridge. So yes, when the implosion does happen, it is going to be a big piece of history that will be disappearing. But we really, really hope that the new bridge will spark memories of the old bridge and allow people to create even new and safer memories going across that part of the Mississippi.
So walk us through what will happen on Implosion Day, which, by the way, is scheduled for tomorrow, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well,
there's going to be a big boom and the bridge will fall in the river.
And it's all going to be on camera, too, which is the best part.
Sorry, there's more to it than that.
I mean, is there going to be any sort of ceremony or anything?
The DOT and the contractor are not doing any ceremonies. I know that the city of Lansing has been doing some things, and I know there are a couple businesses doing some things. But there's going to be several street closings. Iowa 26 will be closed north of the bridge. Iowa 9 going up to the bridge, obviously, will be closed. The restricted area where people cannot be is going to be 850 feet radius from the bridge on land and 1,000 feet radius on the river. Now, we don't want anybody on the river anyway. Ice, if you've ever been around the river, what ice may or may not be there anymore is not, it's so variable on a river with the current running underneath. So we really, really do not want people to be out on the ice, even if they're more than 1,000 feet away. There will be, I believe it's at 5 minutes, three long siren blasts giving people a heads up. There will be restricted area zone checks. I mean, the security and the safety measures are beyond comprehension, which they should be and they need to be. Then, with approximately a minute left before the blast, there will be one siren blast, or one siren sound, I guess. And then there is a private radio channel that all the people at the security checkpoints will be on. And at 10 seconds, there will be a audible countdown starting on that radio band. Once they hit 5 seconds, the countdown on the radios will stop. And that is to make sure that that radio band is open in case anything happens in those 5 seconds that needs to stop the implosion. So at 5, or I guess at 6, the blaster in control will stop talking and open the radio. And then when it's time, the bridge will be imploded and it will drop straight down into the river.
Wow. So once the bridge is down, then, I mean, cleanup begins, but how long does that take? And if there is some sort of issue, should we say, what would happen?
Well, the cleanup should take about 3 days. And that brings up another topic. The car ferry will stop running, since the car ferry goes underneath the bridge, will stop running tonight. 6 o'clock will be the last trip over to the Wisconsin side. After the implosion And once everything is declared safe and clear, they will start removing the sections of the bridge from the river. Cleanup should take about 3 days, so the car ferry will be down through the weekend. And by Monday morning, the car ferry should be back up and running. The river should be clean of the bridge pieces, and it'll be full speed ahead on the new bridge.
Okay, so crews are going to be working all weekend long to clear that.
Yes, yes, without a doubt.
Excellent. Then you have to worry about the railroad that runs underneath on the Iowa side, too. What precautions are you taking there?
Well, the railroad has blocked off. We've worked with the railroad. The contractor has worked with the railroad, and they have a block of 4 hours, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, both today and tomorrow as a backup day, to allow for the implosion. So there will be no trains between 8 a.m. and noon. The contractor, Kramer, will also be putting track protection down. Now, the part of the bridge that is above the tracks will not be imploded just because of the damage it could do to the tracks.
Sure.
That part will be taken apart piece by piece just because of the railroad there, which is obvious. So that is what's happening with the railroad and how the track will be protected.
All right. So with the old bridge finally out of the way, does that mean construction on the new bridge starts really picking up speed? Or?
It will be, I don't know if picking up speed's the right word, but you'll see more activity. So yeah, I guess it is the right word. What you'll start seeing right away is work over on the Wisconsin side, where they'll be building and driving pile for the shoring towers that will be holding up the bridge as they build it. It's a cantilevered bridge, which means it will be supporting itself, but it doesn't support itself until it is mainly complete. I know I'm not explaining this in technical engineering terms, but hopefully it makes sense. So before it gets to that point, it needs shoring towers to hold the structure up. And then once the bridge is complete, it will support itself, and those shoring towers will be removed. That happened on the Iowa side, too, where they started building the first span out to the Pier 1. They had shoring towers on Front Street, and those have been removed now. So it's a pretty cool process, and that's what you'll see taking place.
Pete, is this perhaps one of your most significant projects throughout your career?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
The Floyd Interchange was obviously a very big one. The Viking Road project down in Cedar Falls with Iowa 58 was a big one. But yeah, this one is memorable. That we'll put it at that for so many different reasons.
Sure.
And one other thing I guess I want to bring up, the restricted zone, which we mentioned is 1,000 feet on the water and 850 feet on land. There will not be any private drones allowed in that restricted area. The contractor and the blasting contractor, as well as myself for the DOT, will be flying drones in the restricted area to document the blast, to make sure everything is successful, as well as for social media and media coverage. But there will not be any private drones allowed in that restricted area.
However, if our listeners want to watch the implosion, they can do so on the DOT website. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's direct. Go to the Lansing Bridge website, as you mentioned, through the DOT, and there will be a live stream that you can watch during the implosion. We will then be taking video later in the day. Hopefully later in the day, I'm guessing more on Monday, but we will have my drone video as well as the live cam video, and we will have all that on the Facebook page, and I'm guessing we'll get it on the website as well.
And you may have mentioned this, but approximately what time does this happen?
It's just a lot of variables. It could happen as early as 9 o'clock, maybe between 9 and 9:30. But if you want to watch, I would be on that live stream by 9 o'clock.
Okay. Right?
You might be watching it for a half hour because, like I said, there are a lot of variables as to when the 5-minute signal is given. And if there's any issues. And, you know, it's crazy talking to these guys. And again, like I said, the safety stuff is so incredibly complex, again, which it needs to be. But if that, once that 5-second quiet period starts, if the guy in charge of hitting the button hears anything, if somebody coughs, if there's a crackle of static, it's over. He stops it.
Wow.
And they go through the checkpoints again, and the countdown starts over. So, like I said, that's what the variable part of it is. All of that is supposed to get going around 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So, again, if you want to make sure you see it, I would be online by 9.
So who's the lucky one that gets to push that button?
I can't remember his name, but he is the he's the lead of the blasting contractor. I do know that the city of Lansing, I believe, auctioned off a or raffled off a ceremonial button pusher, so they'll be have a ceremonial button pusher on the Lansing side as well, which it's a really cool idea. It's a fundraiser because they want to put lights on the bridge, and that's the city's responsibility. So they did a fundraiser through that, which is a really, really cool idea.
That is awesome. So check out the Iowa DOT website for those live video streams. You can actually pick that up at 511ia.org or just search for the Lansing Bridge Project on the DOT website. Now, believe it or not, there is other road construction projects across the area as well. Do you want to do a quick look at what's still going on and what to look forward to next year?
I say, well, what's still going on? We're pretty much done. I think we've got everything wrapped up, so that's good news. Next year, just really quick, so we got several months to go on this one, but mainly in the Charles City and the Osage and New Hampton area, we'll be doing some work on the US 63 bridge about 2 miles north of New Hampton. We will be doing resurfacing on Iowa 24 in New Hampton. Iowa 9 will be resurfacing from 218 to Riceville. On the Avenue, we will be putting in paved shoulders from Rudd to Floyd. That's a safety project. The paved shoulders give, if drivers do drift off the road, the paved shoulders give them an easier opportunity to get corrected and get back on the road before they hit the gravel shoulder. I guess in Mason City, we'll be doing 122, the eastbound lanes in front of the hospital, and we will be doing work on US 65 again from 19th Street to approximately 28th Street, where it turns into a 5-lane. We will be reconstructing that part, and there will be some work on the interstate from Highway 9 to about 2 miles north of the casino. I think that's a really quick, brief overview of a lot of the projects in the area. Oh, Iowa 9 in Decorah. From US 52 to approximately Pleasant Avenue, we'll be reconstructing that part of Highway 9. So there's plenty of work coming up again.
Never a dull moment in your world.
Now, I was just going to say, I appreciate you guys just giving me a break for like a couple months so I don't have to talk construction.
Right. And, well, you know, the holidays are right around the corner. Christmas already coming up next week, a week from today, actually. What reminders do you have for our listeners, drivers, you know, like checking road conditions, planning ahead and whatnot?
You summed it up. Use the 511 IA app, 511IA.org. Again, every other state has a 511 site. So just Google South Dakota 511. We've gone through this, and that's just there's such good resources to give you an update on what the current road conditions are. And as far as planning ahead, you know, have the winter survival kit, full tank of gas, have your cell phone, make sure it's charged, you know, and just be aware of changing conditions. And today's a great example. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got all this rain with the temperature dropping. There's a chance there could be ice forming on the roads. Now, we're also going to have a lot of wind, so the wind might dry the water or dry the rain before it freezes, but we can't guarantee that. So be aware of that. There could be icy conditions today. And again, it's winter in North Iowa and things change pretty quickly. So watch the weather forecast. Let somebody know you're coming and have a safe and amazing Christmas.
And you said it very well. Thank you very much, Pete, for all you do. And we'll talk to you in the month of January. I'm sure it'll probably be a little bit calmer.
I'm sure.
Merry Christmas, Pete.
Yes.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys as well, and have a great new year.
You too.
You too. That was Pete Helmstead, once again, from the Iowa Department of Transportation. One of the big projects coming up tomorrow is the implosion of the Lansing Bridge, the Black Hawk Bridge, if you will. You can find more information on that. And camera views that you can watch that live tomorrow morning. Just go to 511ia.org.